My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know about you. I had a hard time getting to bed because it felt so good to pull out that victory. Let's talk to the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. And speaking of short rest, long flight back, probably, I don't even know what time you guys got home last night, but Wes, where does this one rank for you? You've been doing it a long time, man. Where's this one at?
Good to be with you guys. Walked in the door at 4, Carl.
Okay.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
I would say it's up there. I mean, the landscape of the way it happened and, you know, the potential of what it means, certainly to the players and the coaching staff, you know, who are trying to build something here, right? And, you know, it's a hell of a lot different being 1-1 today than one of those 9 teams at 0-2, right?
Right.
And so, for me, given the first 6, and you've heard me talk about it a lot, the first 6 games, right? You play the 3 teams, all pretty good, Pittsburgh, certainly last night in Philly, and Kansas City Sunday night, and then 3 straight division games. I mean, the first 6 is really going to kind of tell you where this season is. I thought it was really important, and I thought they played well. You know, look, no game is perfect, but the way it happens, we'll see. I mean, I'm very optimistic about the momentum they picked up last night, knowing full well the Super Bowl champs are coming in here on Sunday night, and it's going to be a great house. And you know what? It's kind of appropriate that it's on a big national stage because I think the fans will be there. I know Kansas City now is a bit of a brand nationally. They've always had great culture from a franchise standpoint from folks who grew up in the Midwest. But I think we'll have a hell of an atmosphere Sunday night, and I hope the roof's open and we can showcase Atlanta and maybe a really good football team too.
You know, Wes, we're talking about, you know, where it slides into the history of the franchise. Because, again, it's just been such a crazy, you know, star-crossed franchise for so many years.
Sure.
But reminds me of when Matt Ryan had that comeback win in 08 against the Bears. You know, when some of us hit for the exits. Okay,
yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
You know, and then you felt like, okay, after the 07, the lost year, we're back on track. We're going the right way. And look, Cousins, he admittedly not 100%, said it to Aikman, kind of admitted in the post game. But this is one that just feels like a springboard for bigger things.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the Bears game, was that a night game or was that a 1 o'clock game, Mike?
Afternoon. Yeah, it was a 1.
Afternoon, yeah. 1 o'clock game, and he threw that bench route to Jink, right?
Yep.
And then that set the table for the field goal. And, damn, I mean, Chicago just, they barely got out of the building without, you know, going crazy. You know, and that kind of set the table because that was, 3 weeks after Ryan had thrown the post route to Jink on his first pass, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, you kind of saw the momentum building there, and that was a team that went to the playoffs. I kind of felt that way last night. I mean, look, Drake London's in the end zone for the first time since London, England last night.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. The last time he caught a touchdown pass was the Jaguars game in London until that ball at the end last night. And, I mean, when you think about that, you think about the defensive plays that got made last night. Look, I know Barkley dropped the ball, and he's a terrific player, and Hurts was a force in the run game last night. But Atlanta went toe-to-toe with one of the teams, guys. That's yep. one of the teams yep. that people think can do some things. And I thought from that...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Standpoint alone, win or lose last night, it was going to be encouraging, but certainly the win helps validate, you know, what Raheem and his staff and certainly these players are trying to accomplish this year.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, that kind of is something that we haven't really talked about, right? This is one of those teams. There's probably five. Eagles, right? You talk about the 49ers. Right?
Yep.
Chiefs, obviously. I mean, yep. And these are teams, you know, where you go, all right, if you can go toe-to-toe with these teams, you know, you're probably in the mix. But I agree with you totally, Wes. Let's talk about Bijan Robinson in this run game last night. The thing that impressed me, okay, was leading into the season, everybody talked about how stout the Eagles were up front, right, with those big boys. We pushed them around. I mean, there were holes to be had. Tyler and Bijan were both running, you know, free last night. Mm-hmm. And I think that speaks to – that is the strength, right, of our team. Yes, we can throw the football. You saw it at the end of the game. But if you really want to say, hey, we're going to wear teams down and this is how we're going to do it, you saw that against a very stout front last night.
Yeah, I agree with you, Carl. I think there was some things about the zone run game last night that really worked, right, mm-hmm. and it clicked. And it's you know, and I'm not – technically sound enough in the run game complexities to tell you the difference between what they did with Arthur Smith last year and what they're doing now. I'm sure there's some similarities. And I thought that last night, Zach Robinson gave you a really nice broad stroke catalog of what they can do. And especially at the end, because I thought, you know, even the drive where they got stopped on the fourth and short, and I'm not quite sure how that's not reviewed, but nonetheless,
right.
I think there's some elements about what they did last night in the run game and what they can learn from the first 2 weeks. And, you know, like, I think we were all disappointed a week ago Sunday, but the idea was that it was only 60 minutes. And, yeah, you would have liked to have won the game, but you know why you lost the game. Because you turned it over three times, right? And you didn't help yourself with field position. You didn't execute in the red zone in the first chance. And I thought last night, yeah, you stalled out a couple times in the red zone. You kicked field goals. But at the same time, I thought that fourth and one stop on Philadelphia early in the game, I thought some of the things you then did offensively in terms of the way you move the ball, run the pass balance, and the way you ran it, as you said, I think really gives some folks some pause about what this could be. And then, you know, look, this is a two-way thing, right? You got to be as good defensively as you are offensively. And I thought last night Atlanta was a much better tackling team last night
right.
than they were in the first game. And even though you never really got Hurts to the ground, I thought you affected him a little bit as the night went on. And, you know, and maybe that's a harbor of good things to come for Atlanta.
Wes Durham's with us, guys. As we like to say, Wes Drewham, one of the best. And not to blow smoke, Wes, but we will. You and Arch, it's one of the best broadcasts. When you see it on NFL right. films and you see the highlights around the week, it's just nobody in the country has the juice. And again, combination of energy and the knowledge you guys are bringing each week, man. And I thought, I'm sure Arch was going bananas because it seemed like a lot of holding on Judon in that game.
Oh, my God.
But we talked about, you know, the little things. You know, Pitt's better in the blocking game. We already talked about Bijan with a chip block. You know, everybody contributing. And now the superstar is getting what we think they were drafted to be superstars, and now with Kirk Cousins they can become those guys. Drake, Bijan, the only guy that really needs to get more involved is Pitts.
Yeah, and I think Kyle had moments last night, right? And then, like, you know, there was that red zone opportunity where they just could not connect there, and Kirk, you know, threw it out of the back of the end zone. And, you know, I know there was a lot, I heard from some folks, there was a lot of post-scrimmage diagramming last night from Troy about you know, what was and what wasn't there. And, look, I think Kirk had the bullets flying last night in the red zone. Philly was, you know, turning up the juice a little bit. So I think that'll get there. I'm optimistic it'll get there. I tell you, the other guy last night who probably, you know, look, it's great London caught the TD pass. Darnell Mooney played some football last night.
Yep.
Darnell Mooney made some plays with the chips down last night. And, look, I've always felt like in Chicago he never got his just due. And, you know, they traded for DJ Moore, obviously, in the Bryce Young deal. Boy, that worked out good. I'm really interested to see if they can get Darnell Mooney loose and stretch the field, because I think he's a guy that can turn it over in terms of just with a speed implement and create some stuff underneath. And, you know, I'm thrilled for Drake, and certainly I think it, you know, Atlanta's in one of those situations where, let's be honest now, I mean, it's in front of them again. As I said, everybody was disappointed a week ago Sunday, but you can see it out in front of them now, and I think that's pretty exciting, especially with you know, with that rock star show coming to town this weekend.
Right. Yeah, Carl, the only drawback we had for Mooney was the one route where he kind of stopped. I don't think he thought Cousins that's could get the ball there.
That's it. Yep. Right. I agree with you, Mike. I think if he keeps running, he might still be running.
Yeah, touchdown. I think it was a touchdown, too. We've talked a lot about Mooney and his, you know, what his contribution was going to be heading into the season, and I think you got a glimpse of that last night. All right, got to ask you this before I let you go. I said he's had the biggest impact since Matt Ryan left this team, and that's Jesse Bates. Last night, he leads the team in tackles. He had seven solos. Seven. He had the pass breakup that I thought was the biggest play of the game that nobody's talking about in the third quarter that did not turn into a touchdown. They had to kick a field goal. Huge momentum.
Right.
Huge momentum shift. And then, obviously, the interception at the end of the game. This dude is incredible, Wes. I mean, he's just, you know, he's really damn good, but he also understands, like, where he needs to be. Last night, I just felt like they were going to throw it to us, and then I'll be damned, it happens.
Well, and he doesn't wear that C on the jersey for nothing, Carl. I mean, he is a great guy. He is a leader in the football team. There's no question. And I'm a big fan of his. I did some of his games at Wake Forest. I've been a fan since I heard the story. And the Falcons did something cool on social media this week. I don't know if you guys have seen it, where they – walk around the locker room and they hand pictures to the players of when they were young.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have seen it. And they, you know, they sign the picture. Well, if you hear Jesse Bates, when they hand Jesse Bates his picture, he goes, "Oh boy, the 2-star recruit." That's what he was. Out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, he was a 2-star recruit.
Wow.
And the reason he was a 2-star recruit is because he didn't do a lot of the 7-on-7 stuff. You know why? Because he was playing baseball.
Okay.
And Jesse Bates only locked in on football according to, I remember Dave Clawson telling me this when he was like a freshman or redshirt freshman at Wake Forest. And sure enough, like 2 weeks later, I had Wake again, and he had a pick six off Virginia, ran a pick six back to basically seal a win for Wake Forest. And ever since then, I thought, you know what, this guy's really going to be a player. And I was hopeful that Atlanta would find a way to get him in the draft. And of course, he ended up going to Cincinnati and had some Pro Bowl seasons there. And I agree with you totally. I think he is a guy on the back end. And by the way, Simmons made some plays last night too.
Yeah, he did.
And Justin Simmons is not scared to knock the hell out of you either. So I think, you know, I agree. The physicality they played with, but Carl, more than that, the instincts they played with, and certainly the understanding of where the game was, made a really big difference. And that's a side of this, and you guys know this, that's a side of this we just have not had around here in a long time.
No, there's just a level of clutchness, physicality, all the things. You're right, Wes. That's why now, and especially imagine when Cousins gets 100%, because he basically admitted that he's still not there and he's got to get other guys involved. But just to me, we're just scratching the surface, which is exciting.
Yeah, but Mike, here's the thing. I don't know whether he's 100% or not. I don't care. But I know one thing he did last night.
He can play.
When it came down to 94 seconds left to go in the damn game, he had to make throws, that Joker stood in there and slung that thing.
I agree. That to me, that's all that matters. I totally agree with you. Like, when you needed it,
he had it.
He had it. And I said,
he found another
gear. If I showed you that last drive and you knew nothing about the Falcons and you didn't know he was injured or coming off of an injury and you said, hey, I want you to look at this, and you watched that, you couldn't tell. You would know. You would not know that this guy's coming off of Achilles the way he maneuvered that last drive. So I'm with you, man. I think that's all that matters is when you need it, he comes through. He did last night. Great call. Great win. Where are you at, by the way? Go ahead.
By the way, a couple things here. One, I know Sunday night, a lot of people going to be there. They're going to be there. Got to get there early. You know, 8:20 kick, 8:15 kick. Mm-hmm. Let's get the folks in there around kickoff. I know people are going to be looking for that girl wearing their bracelet. My daughter's coming in from D.C. going to be looking for a girl.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm all for that. But when the ball goes in the air, you better be for the home team. I know there'll be some other folks in there wearing the Kingdom jerseys, but, you know, let's let the home team roll in there on Sunday night a little bit if we can. And
right on.
Uncle Carl and Uncle Wes one day are going to get together, Mike, and we're going to tell you what it's like to go to the Commonwealth of Kentucky, because I saw what my man Carl did this weekend.
Oh, it was great. So much fun. Matter of fact,
has some education up there, Mike.
I might break out one of the specials that I brought back, one of those exclusives after that win last night. Ooh. Hey, man, where are you at Saturday? And then are you doing a game this weekend, ACC?
Oh, yeah. I'm in Boston on Saturday night for that legendary ACC Big Ten struggle, Boston College and Michigan State.
Okay. All right.
If I could get Tom Coughlin and Duffy Daugherty to be coaching the game with, like, Bubba Smith and Doug Flutie playing.
Different. It'd be different.
But I get to see our friend Bill O'Brien. I'm excited about that. And
by the way, he's got those kids playing, man. He's got them playing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They had Missouri worried for a little while on Saturday. And Michigan State's 3-0, so it'll be a good ball game. And be fortunate to make an easy jump back on Sunday morning for the game Sunday night. So I'm excited about the weekend.
Cannot wait. Wes, thank you so much. Great call last night.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.